Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
A player skipped a game because of one of the opposing players. Okay. Now, this video once fooled Kenny. But if you take an extra 10 seconds to search out a video, I think it was from last year.
I think it might have been this year.
Maybe it was this year. Yeah. It was, okay, maybe it was.
It was Nick Seed, I think.
They won't even acknowledge each other, and it's Jimmy walking behind Kat, and then the video cuts off. If you find the director's cut, that's about 10 more seconds. You see Kat is kind of like, I don't know if he's like hunched over or holding his shorts or whatever, and Jimmy walks behind him, and he looks over, and he clearly says Jimmy, or he says something. Mm. Jimmy turns around, and they come over and dap up. Mm. What are we doing?
Even aside from that, like, mm-hmm. even if they didn't dap up at all, they played each other multiple times. Like, what are you talking about? He didn't play because Jimmy was there.
Draymond is ridiculous, man.
And then when asked about when he creates this firestorm, that's just what I heard.
Curry 900 says, y'all really hate Draymond. Yes. I think he's a jackass. I think Draymond Green is an
absolute
jackass.
And that was stupid. That was ridiculous. Why would you say that? Why would you say that?
Dummy. Why would you say that, James?
I missed what you guys said.
No, that's fine. Why does your mic sound different? Is the volume higher on? Do you have like a mic control on your settings or something?
How about right there? Is that
that's
better?
That's it. Yeah, that's better.
What'd you do?
I have a audio capture device that I run.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that you had one of those. I was thinking, like, I'm looking around, like, why does James sound different? That's why. It's his audio capture device. I don't know what an audio capture device is, but did James just tell us to hold on? He did. He told us to go to hell.
Okay.
And for those that aren't watching, James just put his middle finger up and told us to go straight to hell.
I tried to show you guys my audio capture device and unplugged it.
Okay, that's right. Award-winning movie producer James Hamm with us here on ESPN 1320. Boy, everybody had something to say. When is the Kings Beat De'Aaron Fox expose dropping? Everybody else's came out today.
Like, look, I get it. And this is, you know, you're trying to capitalize on the day that he returns. But at the same time, like, most of what's put out today, there's a lot of like little tidbits that are new. But I don't think there's anything overwhelming outside of, you know, sort of things that we've talked about on the radio almost every single day. So I'm not looking to break open this thing and cause even more stress than people are already under.
What were some of the things that maybe in your opinion you like we weren't aware of? Was it you know, the way it played out with the front office and Rich and relaying that to De'Aaron? Was that a new revelation? You know, was there something that stuck out to you with some of the things that came out today?
No, to be honest with you, I've heard just about everything that was in that. But that doesn't mean they've been out there, that it's all out there for the general public. So Like, look, I think there are some interesting revelations there. Doug Christie being repped by Clutch is something that has not been put out there. I think, you know, the sort of how much Anjali is part of everything now, I don't think that that's something that was widely known by everybody who follows the Kings. And it's why I keep saying, like, this story is way more complicated than what we can talk about and what we have talked about on the radio. And we've talked about a lot. Mm-hmm. And so it's just it's one of the more complex stories to dive into. And I think Amick did a really good job of putting some of this stuff out there. But, you know, even like Kyle talked about it this morning, he said we had too many, you know, cooks in the kitchen. And I kind of, like I said, it's more like a culinary school. Like, there's some cooks, but then there's also a bunch of people who think they're cooks and who might one day be cooks. But for right now, they're just burning everything and causing problems. And that's kind of where this story, you know, kind of zigs and zags all over the place and doesn't feel all that comfortable. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, people should look at what Amick wrote and maybe for a minute, look at what Amick wrote as if you were De'Aaron Fox. And take a step back from your fandom and about who you believe and who you don't believe and all that stuff. Just read that story with an open mind of how would I feel if I were in this situation, if this were me, that all of these things were swirling around. And if, you know, realistically, you had a very defined, you know, 8 to 10 years left in the league and this was your opportunity to put your best foot forward, how would you feel about this? Whether, you know, whatever career you're in, how would you feel if you were in De'Aaron Fox's situation? And that's how, like, I think why I've been a little, I don't even know if it's on De'Aaron's side as much as it is, there is like a pretty cut and dry. He was honest with the team in last summer and they made a decision. And then once that decision was made, the wheels were put in motion for him to depart. And I just think it's a really interesting story that, you know, again, all of the nuances aren't out there, even with Sam's, you know, postmortem here.
Do you think the front office would have had any hesitancy in offering De'Aaron that max contract extension this offseason? Should he have stayed? None at all.
No, I don't. This is not a Dallas Mavericks situation where all of a sudden they're questioning whether they're going to pay him or not. No, and if he made all NBA, he would have made max money. I mean, they would have had to deal with a whole bunch of complexities of it, but at the same time, that's kind of where I'm at. Like, they've always been all in on Fox. He's especially, you know, Vivek until he clearly wasn't at the end. You know, this is the one guy that out of all the draft picks, I mean, we've talked about this so many times. De'Aaron Fox's rookie season, there were 9 first and second year players on that roster. Most of those players are out of the league. There's a couple that are still in the league. Buddy Hill's still in the league. Bogdan Bogdanovic, who came over from overseas. You know, we just had Scal Labissiere pop back up in the league. But, you know, the Yorgos Papayannis and Malachi Richardson and Frank Mason, Justin Jackson and Harry Giles. Like, there's so many players that just didn't make it. Even the Marvin Bagley pick didn't work out for this team. And so when you take a big step back like the Kings did during the 2016 and 17 and 18 season, start over, De'Aaron Fox was like the one thing that was the good thing that came out of all that. And now he's gone. And so it is kind of a tough thing. And it's one of the reasons why I think this franchise doesn't want to do a complete rebuild, because they know that, like, hitting on enough draft picks to make this work and then piecing together the rest of it while that player is still young and you can build around him is, like, really, really difficult to do. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
One of the things I've been saying is, like, all this stuff that has been going on, it tells a story. And Ant-Man and Sam Amick, they do a fantastic job. Those are my guys. But it's this is really coming out because of De'Aaron Fox and all this other stuff. I feel like it's a little distracting to what the bread and meat is, as TC would say. You had Mike Brown here, who in the summer, it's coming out that the hesitancy was, there was multiple people in that locker room that didn't want him back. And that's real. Like, it's easy to say, like, oh, well, Fox wanted him back and none of that matters. Like, four or five players might not have wanted him back. Mm-hmm. And that's, at the very least, something you got to consider and think about. So there's that aspect to it. And then you get in here and this team is underachieving, to be polite about it. And you've got a situation where you feel like you got to do what's best for the franchise. And that's like, did they do the right thing? Not handle it right. Obviously, they should have had a press conference. But did they do the right thing to try to salvage this season? And that's really kind of what I'm focused on. They made the right decisions. They did what they had to do. Fox didn't want to be a part of it. That's cool, too. But for this moment, they did what had to be done. And they've been proven to be right, I think, in this situation.
I think it's way too early to say whether someone's right or wrong in this situation because,
Jake, they're better. They're a better team and they have a better record than what was going on before. Like,
they're a better team today and they're still the number 9 seed in the Western Conference. So, I mean, we have to be honest here. What's a better team? And are they any closer to being a contender or anything else? Like, I get what you're saying. Like, for the immediacy of this season. And I've been I've said it to you guys multiple times. The talent on the roster today is way better than it was in December. Like, it just is. Like, this is a more talented team overall. But that doesn't mean that you set yourself up in a position to be successful next year or the year after or the year after that. And sometimes, you know, that's why you don't take the swings that happened here. And maybe you did the best with what you had to work with. But at the same time, like, there were ways to go out and try to get a Valanciunas. There were ways to go out and try to get a Jake LaRavia without trading your best player. And that stuff should have happened months, 6 months before, a year before, a year and a half before the other trade deadline. Like, there are way too many opportunities here to have gone out and done what they did outside of the Fox change. So I get it. You know, again, they got themselves into a situation where they didn't have the assets in December to go make a Valanciunas trade. But that's because they made poor moves in June and July and August. And so, yeah, I mean, Kenny, I don't disagree that the team is better today than they were, but it's also, you know, we're comparing apples and oranges. This isn't the same group of players anymore. It's just not.
But the other thing I'll say about that, and I agree, they needed a Valanciunas and all this other stuff. They had a group of guys there that the coach there had lost for whatever reason. I don't know what the reason was, but he had lost a good number of them. They weren't performing well. With that same roster, they came out before that De'Aaron Fox trade and were playing really good basketball. The whole time, essentially, they've kind of played record-wise good basketball. And I think Dame said it earlier, it kind of felt like, to a certain degree, they're damned if they do, damned if they don't. Because if you keep him around, you might have a whole bunch of other people asking to be out instead of just this one guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it feels like. And you still might, you know, just because of the organization. But they had to make a decision, and it was either Fox will be happy, maybe, and you keep Mike Brown, but these other guys might be upset, or you move on, and it might get these guys to be buying in a little bit more, but you lose De'Aaron Fox.
No, I mean, like, look, that's the way this has played out. Like, you had to choose. You had to choose a path. You didn't have to at that moment. You could have waited until the end of the season, until this summer, and then made a trade that looked more broad, you know, that opened the door to additional teams, and not necessarily the team that he wanted to land with, but the teams that might be, you know, putting other star level players up this summer. Where
can you hang that? Can you have that hang over your roster for the rest of the season? Your team for the rest of the season?
Well, yeah, but I mean, when they traded Fox, weren't they like rolling? I mean, they were like 11-3 under Doug at that point.
Yeah, but when everything came out, they got their ass beat by Philly and OKC, and the team was dead.
No, I mean, like, look, they were dead in the water completely. So look, I think there are a lot of different ways to look at this season, and we have to wait and see what the end looks like when we get to, you know, whether they make the playoffs or they don't make the playoffs, what it looks like this summer. But like that doesn't change the fact that you changed your timeline for this group of players like dramatically. And, you know, you shaved 3 years off of one player's contract, off his years. And realistically, you set this thing up to be like 2 years. It's next year and maybe the season after that with some of these players. But, you know, again, Levine's under contract for 2 years. DeRozan's 1 year with a team option for the third year. Same thing with Valanciunas. Like this thing, I don't know what it's going to look like this summer. And, you know, again, to go back to Amick's article, very clear that there's also going to be the same exact questions that De'Aaron Fox had. Domantas Sabonis is asking him as well. Like, who are we? Where are we going? What are we doing? What's the plan? And does that include him or does he need to go find somewhere else to play as well?
I'd tell Domas to shut his ass up.
Yeah, I think everybody should be asking questions.
I'd tell Domas to keep his mouth shut. You didn't like the coach, and he's not here anymore. You want direction. You wanted to move on from Mike. You were one of the guys who wanted to move on from Mike, so we moved on. Clearly, our direction is favoring you. Mm-hmm. So to put this stuff out there that we want clarity, like, All right, cool. You want clarity. Well, our first step was to get rid of the coach that you didn't like. And let's be clear about this, too. Mike didn't like Domas either. Mm-hmm. This was a two-way street. This wasn't going one way. Mm-hmm. But this whole, look, you could do what you want to. You're an NBA player. You're very good, the whole deal. But let's not put this stuff about clarity out there when you were a part of this.
Right. And that's before we get into the aspect of, if I'm the team, maybe I need to evaluate how I construct this roster.
Yeah, because we just won a handful of games with Jonas Valanciunas out there.
Maybe
the Kings need to seek some clarity when this offseason gets here.
Since we all seeking
God
clarity.
Damn it,
here.
James.
since we all need clarity out here.
Get some Claritin. That's what we need, some allergy medicine in this bitch.
And
we're on the same damn merry-go-round we have been for the last
But hold on. You know,
never stop.
Same exact merry-go-round. Players change, coaches change, front office change. Chaos is the only thing that's constant outside of ownership.
But you know what it is? You know what I think it is, to be honest with you? I think a lot of people come into this organization, and because they're miscast or because – hell, this fan base is so good. We love you and we treat you like a star. That, like, they look at it like, oh, I'm doing Sacramento a favor. I'm here. I'm doing Sacramento a favor. I'm so much above being in Sacramento. Just be glad that I'm here. Like, Domas and Fox to a certain degree. Like, man, y'all ain't – I don't believe those are championship ones. Who the hell are you to seek clarity and ask a trade and demand like you Luka? Like, figure it out. Win around here. Mike Brown, I didn't care. You know, I know what championships look like. Hey, work on your relationships with your team instead of acting like you're bigger and better than everybody. But that's what happens. They get in Sacramento, and they feel like because Vivek is who he is and all these things that are going on, that it is a sign of God, a directive from God, that I'm here in Sacramento. You should listen to me. You should want me here. You should treat me like the superstar that I think that I am. You know who doesn't behave like that? And maybe that's why I rock with this guy. It's Doug Christie. Doug Christie's been here through everything. And he's like, yo, we going to go to work.
Who's 19-11 in his 30 games as the head coach.
We ain't never heard. Doug Christie done seen all of this. He's been here for damn near all of it. We ain't never heard, I need some clarity with what's going on around here. He goes to work. That's what he does. That's what they need more of in this city and in this organization. People that aren't looking for angles, aren't looking for excuses, aren't looking to be validated higher than what they are, and go to work. Go to work to try and turn this thing around.
Yeah, I mean, you did just have a group of players and a coach that did that and turned the thing around after 16 years and then felt like they never took another step forward. And like I hear people in the chat here saying, oh, Mike Brown said, hey, let's run it back. That wasn't Mike Brown's decision to run it back. And it wasn't Mike Brown's decision midway through the season to not go out and get help for the team.
It was Mike Brown's decision to start Chris Duarte.
Like, he started him like four games.
Well, he started him for one, but then he got hurt.
Jay, what are we talking about here?
I ain't going to go too deep into it. He wanted to move people from that team. He wanted to move on from people from that team.
Well, yeah, but what I'm saying people. Is, like, that's where, like, people don't understand, like, that it's Mike Brown didn't choose to just run it back. He was asking for help the whole time. Like, hey, let's keep getting better. You know, we got to a certain point. Now let's try to take it to the next level. And part of that's coaching. Part of that's bringing along young players and doing all that stuff. But another part of it is like going out and getting pieces to make your team better. And, you know, like, again, the JaVale McGee like acquisition looks just so incredibly desperate. But again, that's a player that had won a championship with Mike in Golden State. Like, he at least knew what he was getting. And all of a sudden we see what having a legitimate backup center, which is what they were hoping they were getting with JaVale. That's not what they got with JaVale. But, you know, like, there are pieces that should have been gone out and chased, like, over the last 2 years. And this thing got stagnant. It got so stagnant super quick. And, like, we talked about this, like, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, the DeMarcus Cousins comment. It was like they couldn't wait to get to the playoffs. And then didn't have a plan of what to do once they got to the playoffs. And that's how it looks like it's played out. And now we're just going backwards. And, you know, again, like, whatever the record is, a 19-11 since the All-Star break, since Doug took over, like, that's great. And again, Doug is my dude. I'm pulling for him to do extremely well. But it's just one more question to add to the giant puzzle that we're facing here. Which is, who's going to be making the decisions this summer? Are you going forward with the same front office? Are you not? Are you going forward with Doug Christie? Are you not? Are you going to have a new general manager work with Doug Christie and basically tell somebody, hey, if you want the job, Doug is a coach? Like, there are so many things that are already playing out. So, like, look, we're at this point where De'Aaron Fox is going to be in the arena tonight. And so we're rehashing so much of this stuff. And we also have these written pieces that are put up, which is why we're going like backwards again. But like, that's not where we should be going. Like, tonight is a game against a bad team. It's a winnable game. And it's a game that should have a ton of emotion and everything else. And after tonight, I hope we can kind of like put a bow on it. Yeah. And like move forward next week, because we just keep going backwards again and again and again. And, you know, again, I like to talk about the historical aspects of these things as much as the next guy, but we beat this thing to death at this point. And it's just getting, you know, we'll see how it all plays out, because like, we can read, you know, like what Amick wrote or what the guys from ESPN wrote or anyone else, like, in the end, it doesn't really matter. Like, somebody has to take this job and has to like try to get this team back into the playoffs and get this team back to a place where it's respectable. And you hope that can happen.
Well, the one thing I'll say about that real quick is the thing that I think frustrates me and tells me a lot about these individuals is, and I'm not saying like the Kings are absolved of anything, but it's always the Kings' fault. Like, it ain't got nothing to do with what you did or didn't do or how you didn't handle business or the way that you handle relationships. It's all, how can I, it's such chaos. How can I function here? All right. That tells me I'm just not that type of individual. Like, sometimes you need to look in the mirror. You know what I mean? Did you handle business here? Mm-hmm. Did you handle every situation? You worried about everybody else not handling situations right. And I'm not talking to anybody in particular. I'm saying, you worry so much about everybody else not handling situations right. Did you always handle them right? Do you look at this? Could you have been better in certain situations? Could you have handled relationships differently and been a better leader or been a better coach or a better basketball player in some form or fashion? It always comes from, like, once again, talking higher than everybody else. Like, oh, I'm, you know, without fault, but it's always these guys' fault. And that's just frustrating to me, man. Like, Like, everybody played a part. Kings organization, the ownership, the front office, they played their part. The coaches and the players played their part as well. And that's all I ever really say.
Yeah, I agree with that. I would also say that there's always a common denominator. And I don't even, like, it can be nameless, faceless. It's just chaos. Like, this team has more chaos than any other team in the league. Like, over the last 10, 15 years. It's just nonstop. And I get players saying, hey, like, 27 years old, I've made one all-star team, and that was as an injury replacement, and my numbers are all-star every single year, all-star level every single year, and he doesn't even really get consideration. Because
you walk around the court when you're out there. I don't know if I'd want you back out there either if I was a coach or somebody, because you walked around the court the one time you were out there and missed the layup that you had. That's cool. Kyrie will be a little bit more entertaining and energetic to be out there. Like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, you want to have these opportunities. When you get those opportunities, you got to show why you're supposed to be there. Because if you're on the fence, if you're borderline, and some of that has to do with being in Sacramento, but if you're on the fence and the chance you get that opportunity, you walk around the court and you act like you don't want to be there, why would anybody ever try to send you back?
Yeah, but he did not make an all-star team because he played 2 minutes and wasn't productive in 2 minutes in all-star game. No one gives anything about what happens in the all-star game. Like, and I mean, like, literally the guy had a baby like the week before. His wife had a baby. Like there was extenuating.
Instead of just looking in the mirror, they got an excuse for everything. That's all I say. Like, sometimes you got to look in the mirror, man. That's all I say.
I get it. I get your point of view. I would just say that, like, there's a reason Sacramento is considered Sacramento, and you're going to be that way until you figure out a way around it, and until you change the perception, you change the culture. How many times do we have to have somebody come in and say that they're going to rebuild the culture of this franchise? Like, I know this is I think Doug is my 10th head coach, my 9th head coach. Like, all of them have the same idea of changing the culture. And the culture ends up changing you. And you end up getting paid for a couple of years that you didn't work.
Well, I have to go to the bathroom, so. We'll be back with more. Kings and Spurs tonight. Kings and Spurs tonight. We'll talk to James for a few more minutes before we send him off to the Golden One Center. Stilo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
You're listening to D'Lo and KC. D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
This is D-Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
All right, back here with a few more minutes with James Ham. Looks like James already got... It doesn't look like a quarter zip, James. It looks like a full zip that you got there. You got to put your customary quarter zip on before you head out to the Golden One Center. I don't know that anyone would recognize you if you didn't
have your
Peyton Manning attire on. I don't know that anybody would.
The Peyton Manning collection.
Yeah,
that's right.
The Manning collection.
Hey, I haven't worn it longer than Peyton Manning was. He was complaining.
No, that's
the
true.
James Ham collection.
Give credit where credit is due. All of this Fox stuff aside, Hammer, and we're kind of with you in the sense we feel like it'll be put to bed tonight one way or another. The Kings do have a game against the San Antonio Spurs that they pretty much have to win. You laid this out earlier. The Spurs are not good. The Kings are playing well, and they have a tough matchup against the Clippers coming up this weekend and potentially a banged-up Knicks team coming in here on Monday that might be and certainly feels like are going to be without the services of Jalen Brunson. This is a game where you're playing a bad basketball team that if you're Sacramento and you want to make moves in the Western Conference, you can't lose.
No, I agree 100%. This is a must-win game for the Kings, and it's a must-win because that's where they are in the standings. They got like 20 games left, a sprint to the finish line, and they don't have very many games left against sub-500 teams. The Spurs are a team that kind of let go of the rope maybe 3 weeks ago when Wembanyama went down, and they've struggled. They've still beat some teams, and they play hard. But the fact is they're not a great team, and they're, what, 5.5 games behind the Kings in the standings. They're on the outside looking in of even the play-in race, and the Kings have to take care of business. And I think if it weren't for the fact that this is Fox's first game back in Sacramento, this would be a pretty drab game. And we're talking about a game with no Monk, no Sabonis, no Wembanyama. Like, the star power, a lot of it is gone in this game. But that doesn't change the fact that the Kings need this win, and you know they might even be better suited to play this team with Keon Ellis going up against De'Aaron Fox than they would be if Malik Monk was in the starting lineup.
You heard any word about how close Monk and Sabonis are to possibly getting back on the court?
Malik is listed as day-to-day moving forward, and we don't have any true update on Sabonis yet, but I think we'll get a little bit more understanding of how far away he is tonight when we're there at the arena. You know, again, they told us they would it would be a week before they had an update. That wasn't a reevaluation. That was an update, and I believe Chris Biederman said that before the last game, he was out on the court, at least getting a little bit of work in before the game. So he's moving around and everything else. It's a grade one strain. Something you have to be worried about would turn into something bigger that you could, you know, he could re-injure or more severely injure if he took the wrong step or something. He's a player that like usually heals up pretty quick from this stuff, and it's not a major injury.
Okay. Amber, the Kings have been playing, you know, pretty well. Losing that Denver game was tough, particularly because they kind of had it. They put themselves in great position to win that game. And a lot of that, I think, has been about, you know, Jonas Valanciunas stepping in for Domantas Sabonis. How do you think Jokic, how do you think JV looks tonight against a Wemby-less San Antonio Spurs team?
Yeah, Valanciunas should have a really good night. I mean, he's going to go up against Bismack Biyombo, who is coming off a really good game, but, you know, he's a guy who has bounced around the league a lot over the last few years. You know, he's a veteran that can step in and can at least help a team here and there. But he's nowhere near as big as Valanciunas. Valanciunas should be able to push him around. He should be able to avoid foul trouble because Biyombo's not an offensive player. And I think he should be able to like focus on all the other things that are going on the court, as opposed to just being locked into his guy. This is a game where, again, when you went out and got Valanciunas, you didn't know that this would be the deal that you were going to go without Sabonis for four or five games. But this is why you brought him in. You know, he's a starter. If he were on the San Antonio Spurs, he'd start all 82 games. You know, they put Wembanyama next to him and he would be a starter. Mm-hmm. He's a very good player. And to have that luxury of having him on the bench is huge.
Yeah, it really is, man. I've enjoyed watching him play, and you just laid it out perfectly. I mean, this is a guy that is a starter, not just in this league, but on successful teams, you know, winning teams, mm-hmm. and been a part of playoff teams. And to be able to have that guy coming off your bench, and now in this situation with Sabonis being injured, to be able to start for a little while, depending on where this season ends up, it might have saved your season. It definitely could have saved your season to be able to acquire him.
Yeah, and, you know, the one thing I really like about Valanciunas, we got him in the locker room during their last homestand. And when we were done talking to him, he came over, he dabbed up every single one of the media members, said thanks, and, you know, like, he's just a very, very good dude. A nice individual. He's a guy that, you know, is a character builder in the locker room. And the same way that I kind of look at, like, the way Kostas Koufos was for the Kings, you know, he's clearly a better player than Kosta. But the fact that, you know, you have a guy who knows the job, who's willing to do whatever, whether it be start or come off the bench. And, you know, he's a pro's pro. That's a really good thing to have in your locker room.
What's the key to, you know, we're approaching the 20 game marker left. What's the key to this thing working for Sacramento? What's the key to, you know, and we don't have to go like extreme here, playing at the clip that they're playing at now, whether that lands them at, you know, 9, 8, 7, something above, but they're playing at a 19-11 clip with Doug Christie, you know, something along those lines. What's the number one thing that has to happen for Sacramento to maintain that?
They just have to play each game, like focus, hyper-focus on each individual game. They can't look ahead. They can't look at, you know, even how you guys talked about, you know, they have the Clippers on Sunday followed by the Knicks on Monday on a back-to-back. You don't even know what games you're playing from here on out. Tonight you play the Spurs, and that's it. And you got to take care of home court because they have plenty of home games left. You got that six-game road trip, which is going to be crazy, but I think you can't let yourself fall into a, oh no, like we've got too many really tough games ahead of us. You have to just stay hyper-focused because, you know, like losing to tonight would be catastrophic. Even if you were able to sweep the next two games, which are going to be really difficult against the Clippers and Knicks, you have to stay in the moment against this in the NBA, especially in the final 20 games. And you have to be physical. Like, I think the physicality is we're ramping up right now, and that's something that the Kings did a really good job of last year and the year before, of ramping up their physicality down the stretch. It's a different group of guys, but I still feel like they're maybe even better, like, built to be physical down the stretch of the season. And so that's something that I think they should be doing as well.
Yeah. I know we joke about it a little bit, but I am worried about low energy tonight. I know Fox is in the building. There's going to be, but a lot of times lately, like I said, we joke about it, but like, they come back off a road trip and everybody's excited to have them back at home, and they just come out flat. And I'm worried about that. I hope it's not the case, but I'm on guard for it. Okay. I'm on guard.
Yeah. You can't have any excuses. It is what it is. You got to go out there and play. There is no, hey, we had a long road trip and we're back and it's our first game. Like, that's all out the window. You don't have time for that. You got to go out there and put your best foot forward every single game.
And Hammer, you got to get out to the Golden One Center. So put your sweater on and start the drive, and we'll see you in a little bit.
Sounds good, guys.
See you, Hammer.
Thanks, Hammer. It's our man James Ham right there. I think we got Jonathan. Jonathan still there on the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line? 916-909-1320. Jonathan, what's happening, man?
Your guys, this show sucks.
Oh, man. what was his name yesterday? What was it? Jeremy. Oh, man. Sorry, Jonathan. We'll try to be better, bro.
Dude, I'm not kidding. Jesse warned me about this guy when I was this morning.
Yeah. No, the dude is like Howard Stern in like 1985.
I promise you, I screened him.
No, dude, you go, bro.
You're good, bro.
Dude, he warned,
well,
he
this show
me.
Sucks. What do we do, guys?
Oh, man.
This show, can you know what's funny about that? Is dude has been on hold for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
My man waited 10 minutes to get that line off.
Hey, I'm going to man, I don't know. I don't want to say it because I don't want to mess it up. I'm going to say it anyway. Hey, if you recognize that number again, just, I got you, big dog. Just leave him on hold.
It's just wireless caller. That's the problem.
If you recognize the voice again.
I got you.
Just leave him on hold.
No,
see how long he'll stay on hold. We'll never get to him.
Jeremy,
we'll just see. Does he stay on for 3 hours? I don't know.
Mitch was mad at me because I don't know. Mitch was barking at me on Twitter about something.
What? What'd you do to Mitch?
I didn't do anything. Mitch said, okay, I'm going to read this verbatim. So Mitch said, I guess it is a crime to like stations, sports, and calling. I have been on since 11:40 this morning on 11:40. Glutton for punishment. Have a great weekend. My bad.
Why he tweet you?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Hey, man, we never do that to you over here.
Should Mitch. I remind Mitch? Okay.
Yeah, tell him. I don't work there, sir.
Dearest Mitch. I don't work for 11:40. I'm so sorry. They are mistreating you.
Don't worry about it, Damien. It's okay.
We would never do that.
I know.
At 13:20.
You gotta stay away from these dogs, you know. They bite you, and you know, you never know what they have. And, you know, then you get sick and you know,
he called me for advice yesterday too, for medical advice off the air, and
Mitch did.
Yeah, and I told him I can't. I told him I can't advise him on that. I said I appreciate the call, and that was pretty much.
Sometimes you just got to talk to him.
I like him; he's a good guy.
You know,
sometimes you just gotta.
Joe Brazil. It reminds me of USC's famous Joe Brazil.
Have you ever not wanted to do an impression on someone? Have you just ever like heard someone and go, "Nah, I'm not gonna do that."
Oh, and they have a distinct sound.
That's no, Mitch does like, have a distinct sound. You just have to mispronounce a few names along the way, and it'd be
Damon, fine. KC, no? Joe.
He fluctuates between Damon and D'Lo. I'm not sure what like causes it again. I'm not sure what.
Maybe
causes
is if he's upset or anything like that.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe
his mood. Could he's be. Like he's like LeBron. Sometimes you just have a bad day. Don't want to talk.
No,
about
it happens. It happens. I ain't even mad at him for that. Sometimes it happens.
Oh,
sometimes
man.
It happens. Kings and Spurs tonight, man. This was the game people have been waiting about a month for, ever since the trade, it was like, that game's happening this year. And here we are. It's happening this year, which is great. We could just get it out of the way.
Yeah,
get it out of the way. Get this over with.
Get it out of the way, you know, for everybody involved, for De'Aaron, so he doesn't have to deal with it, you know, anymore. It's always going to be somewhat of a story when he comes back, at least for the next couple of years. It's still,
yeah, but not like this.
No, no, absolutely not like
not
this.
Not like this.
So get this one out of the way and, you know, just move on, everybody. You know what I mean? Like James is right. We rehashing a lot because of the articles and all this other stuff, but other than that, like, it's time for everybody to move on. It's time for the Kings to move on. It's time for De'Aaron to move on.
Yeah.
Us as a fan base, people will cover it. Like, nothing can be done. The people are gone. Like, nothing can be done. So the only thing to do for everybody involved is to move forward. And today is a good start to that. Hopefully the conclusion of that. You know, just moving forward.
Yeah, I feel like this is the end of it. But the Kings need to win this game because we could be looking back at this game for a very different reason if they wind up losing.
Yeah.
I don't have no issue with the way that the Denver game went. I hate that they lost it. They had it. It was right there for them. Chance to have a 4-0 road trip, you know, going into this game with sky-high vibes, you know, feeling good, ready, you know, ready to take care of business at home. Not that they can't go into this game. Obviously, I think we know DeMar DeRozan is really frustrated. He's upset with how things went. The story of tonight's game is a player that's not even on their team. You know, sometimes that can create, you talk about low energy, sometimes that can create a heightened sense of focus.
Yeah.
You know, the Kings looking at it like, this is a home game for us in front of our hometown, and this ain't even about us. It's about De'Aaron Fox.
Right.
All right. Okay. And that could create just, you know, a heightened sense of focus or a heightened sense of awareness. But you can't drop this one. It's just the unfortunate part about it. Like, if Wemby was still here and these were two teams battling, you know, for playing, positioning or that final playing spot, like, yeah, you have a conversation and it's tough and you hope your team comes out, you know, in the best spot. They have not played well since Victor Wembanyama has been out of the lineup. It feels like they're heading towards a complete shutdown where maybe De'Aaron starts looking at hand surgery or something like that. Again, that's pure speculation. You can't drop this one.
No.
You've got the Clippers coming up, and that's a huge game coming up for them on Sunday. You've got the New York Knicks right after that. You've got the Warriors after that. Another huge game for them. You've got two sets of back-to-backs coming up now that I'm working through all of this out loud because the Warriors and the Suns are the Thursday-Friday back-to-back. So you've got a lot ahead of you if you're Sacramento and you kind of, you know, the NBA teams, any given night, whatever line we want to use, you've got to take care of business.
Got to, man. And you've played well. Like the Denver game doesn't, in my opinion, it doesn't take away from the momentum that you've built.
No.
A loss tonight can. You know what I mean? A loss tonight will knock you down. And you got to build yourself back up. Like, you've been playing too well lately to let a game like tonight against a team like the Spurs mess that up. Like, I don't want to see that. Like, they've been doing too well as of late and played well on the defensive end. Like, man, go out there and get this victory tonight, man. Get this victory tonight and get ready for two tough games on Sunday and Monday.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that Monday, so are they off Tuesday, Wednesday? Do I have that right? They'd have to be, right?
Yeah.
Because they have the Thursday, Friday.
They play Chicago right or now. Cleveland.
Who?
Oh no, they're off till Thursday. Got you.
The Warriors is the Thursday.
The following week is when they play OKC, Cleveland, Chicago, and all that.
Or yeah, well, actually, that's it. That's well, sort of. It's Milwaukee's. It's the end. Yeah, it's the end of that week. It actually starts with Memphis. Then you got the Cleveland, Chicago back to back.
Gotcha.
Milwaukee. Then you got the
Boston and OKC.
That's crazy. The Boston, Oklahoma City back to back is crazy.
Man. Sorry.
It's getting ridiculous.
That's okay. Like I said, Boogie's going off on Twitter. I only saw one
tweet. I saw one tweet. Could y'all screenshot me what else he sent?
Like,
Do I gotta have my boogie alerts on?
They said he going off.
I'm like, what?
I said, I only see one tweet. Man. They said, no, it's the replies.
Man, I didn't see those either.
He just was talking about him and Big G.
Shout out Big G.
Yeah.
I don't know who he is, but salute.
Crazy salute, Friday. Salute. And now that we're here, we've heard more about it. You know, I'm going to check the temperature again. What you think, the percentage?
Well, no, I thought you was going. Did we do Bean Money already?
We did Bean Money.
Yeah, oh, we did? Yeah. Oh, I got it.
I went Fox Moore.
That's
23
right.
And a half.
You did.
23 and a half.
All right, check the temperature again. Go ahead.
I think I said 80-20. Cheers to booze. We had Leezy in here saying he definitely going to boo. Charlie has said, I would boo him out of city limits. So do you think that changes? You think it's a little bit more than 80-20? Eddie thought there was going to be boos in there?
I always boil it down to, will the boos be audible on television?
Mm.
And, man, I don't know. Here's what I feel like. The energy is weird.
Mm.
Is that off? I feel like the energy around him in this game are weird.
Mm.
Now, sometimes that's the conversation. Sometimes it's social media. You know, it's our little bubble right here with the chatty house and the people who call and listen and all of that. But it feels like the energy is a little bit weird. But
weird as in it might get a little bit more testy than you thought.
The booze might be a little stronger than I anticipated.
Do you think today helped, hurt, or was indifferent for Kings fans? Like all the stories and all this stuff. Hurt.
Mm. Yeah, I think the Athletic story was maybe a little frustrating. It's just as a Kings fan.
Mm.
The ESPN story was defiant.
Mm.
There were F words, and you know, there was like he was, because I don't think De'Aaron was in the Athletic article. He was in the ESPN article.
Mm-hmm.
And those were his words. And De'Aaron's talking to every media member that wants to talk to him about this. And it was pretty defiant. So it's all up for your interpretation. If you felt a certain way going into today's game, you probably feel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
You just might feel like if you were frustrated with De'Aaron, you might feel a little bit more stronger about that.
Yeah.
Your frustrations might be a little greater.
I do think, even though, you know, shout out Larry Jones, we're doing numbers over here. When you talk about 17,000 people mm-hmm. in the arena and the amount of people that just go and love all the Kings that come through and a former King is coming through, I think there's going to be 15,000 that will stand and cheer, which means I don't know if you'll be able to hear the boos on TV. You might hear a sound. I don't know if you're gonna hear boos, right? Like, oh, that's not exactly a cheer, but I don't think that's a boo. Yeah, I think you'll hear sounds, but in the arena, it's gonna sound loud with cheers. I think you're right.
I think you're right. Yeah, I think you're right. All I care about, you could boo, you could cheer, you could do whatever you want to. Just Kings win the game tonight.
Just win the game.
Just win the game tonight, because we got a lot of basketball to come up talking Monday. And my preference is this game is incredibly uneventful. There's nothing to rehash. We're coming in here Monday, and we're talking about a Clippers victory.
Yeah.
That's the scenario I need.
Please.
We're coming back talking about the Kings winning five of their last six, if that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
You get the job
mm-hmm.
done on Friday, you get the job on Sunday, and then we're back here. Like, that's – give me that.
Yeah.
Give me that.
100%.
Joe, what time are we out of here? You don't know. That's fine. It's all good, Joe. We'll just end the show right now. We appreciate y'all so much for being with us. We got to do Flashback Friday anyway.
Yeah, man.
So we're going to head over there if y'all want to catch that music. If you headed out to the Golden One Center, man, be safe tonight. Be respectful. Man, and we'll be back here Monday.
Yes, sir.
Talking a lot of Kings basketball here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Vamos, Kings, light the beam.
D'Lo and KC on the home for Sacramento Sports Talk, ESPN 1320.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.